Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 21, 2023. The earth was empty and chaotic. And the earth was empty and chaotic, and the darkness over the face of the abyss, and the spirit of Elohim hovered over the face of the waters. Introduction of the Book of Zohar, The Rose. The earth was empty and chaotic means that it has not yet begun to absorb into itself the quality of the upper, the Creator. And the spirit of Elohim hovered over it, that is, it was getting closer to the earth and beginning to influence it from afar. The earth, Eretz, is from the word Ratzon, desire. This is the general desire of a person. The earth was empty means that the desire was not filled with the pleasures of bestowing to the Creator. And the spirit of Elohim hovered over the water, that is, it has not yet begun to act in the depths of human souls. From CabTV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, June 4, 2023. The world is a reflection of a person's inner state. Question: it is generally accepted that everything depends on one's mood. For example, if I am in a bad mood, I go outside and everyone is bad. If I am in a good mood, everyone around me is blooming and fragrant. But there are various events taking place in the world, upheavals, and revolutions that exist even without my moods. How should I feel about this? Answer: the problem is that you do not perceive the world as yourself. It seems to you that it exists outside of you, does not relate to you, and something happens in it independently of you. This perception of reality is egoistic because we perceive only what is interesting to us and not what objectively happens. We do not feel the world as it is. The world is just an internal reflection of my state and nothing more. Nothing more. It all depends on how I perceive myself. This is my world. If I changed, I would feel both myself and the world differently. That is, it is my reflection. If I change, the world will change. From CabTV's I Got a Call. I am surrounded by freaks. May 30, 2011. Where does nobility come from in us? Question: the nature of man is egoism. But when I read the facts of the deaths on the Titanic, it struck me that the orchestra remained playing until the end. The Titanic was sinking, some people and women and children were put into boats, some people stayed on board, some panicked, and all the while the orchestra played, played, and played to the end, and sank together with the Titanic. Among other things, there was some billionaire who could have bought 30 of these Titanics, but he stayed on the ship and said, "Until the women and children are all saved, I cannot leave the Titanic." Couples remained. Women were saved first, but some of them stayed with their husbands to end their lives together as they lived together. Where does this nobility come from in a person? I am particularly struck by the orchestra that stayed to play. They could have been saved, so they say. Where does this power come from? Answer: this may be because they all played together and supported each other with this. As for women and men, it is natural that men in such cases suddenly feel the obligation to save women, children and women. And this can manifest itself everywhere and in everything. Question: so, the fact that the four musicians stood together supporting each other and playing to the end, was it this force that held them? Answer: it did. Because they connected in this place, therefore it held them. Question: you have said more than once that we must look for this force together all the time, constantly, we, each individual, and the world. In this case, can any states be bypassed, so to say? Answer: yes, in this case we will not drown. Question: what is in this force? Answer: the fact that everyone holds the other. And what appears between them is already a special power of the Creator. Question: where does the fear go at this moment? Answer: they do not feel themselves, they feel others, and therefore there is no fear. Question: So when my concern is not for myself, but for another, then the fear goes away? Answer, yes, the nature of fear is solely self-care. And when a person thinks about others, he is not afraid for himself. He switches to care for life and the fate of another, and this is the most important thing for him. He is, in a way, getting out of himself. And the nature of the panic that was around, on the contrary, closes in on itself. Question: is it possible to give some advice here? At such a moment, in a time of fear and internal panic, of which there are many now, how can you suddenly escape to a different level of life? Answer: to do this, we need to strive to connect with each other, to be together. And then we will begin to feel like a common part of something common, higher. We will feel good and at ease. Question: I want to ask you, as a Kabbalist, you talk all the time about the connection between people, about a good connection, and at the same time you talk all the time about the connection with the Creator. If I make this connection with the Creator, what happens to me, to fear, to everything in general? Answer: it just disappears. Question: what does fear turn into? Answer: it is not there, it evaporates, because the connection with the Creator is above the animal level of our existence. And that is why we should strive for it. Question: how do I reach this connection? The connection of a person with another can be imagined somehow, but how can a person connect with the Creator? Answer: love thy neighbor as thyself. Comment: but it is a neighbor like yourself. My response: a neighbor is another like yourself. Question: where is the Creator here? Answer: it is in this union that the Creator will be felt. It is felt precisely between you and the other. If you strive to feel the other as yourself, then instead of yourself and the other, you feel the Creator who actually fills everything, and there is none else besides him. Question: what kind of feeling is this? Answer: this is the feeling of getting outside of oneself into another dimension, into another space. This is what gives a person a sense of a new existence. We must strive for this. Question: these four musicians who were together, did they have at least a little sense of the Creator between them at that moment? Answer: I do not think they really had a sense of the Creator, but quite possibly they experienced the feeling of eternal perfection, elevation above animal life. Question: so the music they played, was it in them all the time? Answer: yes, they were in it. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 15, 2023. What to pray about on the road? Question: there is a Jewish prayer for travelers that is read when moving from city to city, leaving the settlement. May it be your will, GD, our GD and the GD of our fathers, that you should lead us in peace and direct our steps in peace, and guide us in peace, and support us in peace, and cause us to reach our destination in life, joy, and peace. Save us from every enemy and ambush, from robbers and wild beasts on the trip, and from all kinds of punishments that rage and come to the world. May you confer blessing upon the work of our hands and grant me grace, kindness, and mercy in your eyes and in the eyes of all who see us, and bestow upon us abundant kindness and hearken to the voice of our prayer, for you hear the prayers of all. Blessed are you, GD, who hearkens to prayer. What does it mean by in peace? Answer: we leave the place where we think we live, to some other place, to some other way. It is unknown how long we will be on the road and when will we reach our destination. Maybe we think it will be just a couple of minutes, and suddenly it drags on for years if there is an end to this path at all. Question: could it even be the road of life? Answer: of course. A road is a road. Question: and what does lead us in peace mean? Answer: so that we do not hurt anyone. Question: that is, the vector from me outward? Answer: from me, absolutely. It is a prayer after all. Question: so leading us in peace means I do not harm anyone? Answer: yes. Question: then it goes like this: direct our steps in peace. What is meant by the words direct our steps in peace? Answer, so that it will be peaceful for you and for everyone else you meet on the way. Question, is it like an addition, a continuation? Answer, yes. Comment, further, and cause us to reach our destination in life, joy, and peace. My response, so that in the end, everything I do today on the way would be good for the whole world, for everyone. Question, when you just said on the way, what did you imply in here? What is the way of man? Answer, that is what it is called. Tfilat Hadirich. The prayer of the path. Question, when you say path, are you saying a segment of life or what is it? Answer, everything. Absolutely everything. Where nothing ends. Moreover, this is called the prayer of the way. Tfilat Hadirich. Not on the way or something. This is the prayer of your direction, existence. Meaning, this is how your life should be. Question, and further, save us from every enemy and ambush, from robbers and wild beasts on the trip, and from all kinds of punishments that rage and come to the world. What does that mean? Answer, a person looks at his movement from one state to another, not from one village to another, for him to advance peacefully so that he does not have to get involved in any problems with anyone and so that he reaches his destination safely. The next place is when he would be connected to other people with even greater bonds of kindness. This is called a path. Otherwise, why does he leave the house? Question. So he goes out to a bigger and bigger connection all the time. Is that how he advances? Answer, yes. Question. And the robbers in this case, who are they? All sorts of punishments, what is on the path? Answer, it is those who are sent to him, you can say, either the Creator himself or the evil inclination of man. That is, the obstacles that are being sent. Question, are there obstacles in order to come to a good state? Are these all our mistakes, sins, all of this? Answer, yes. But do not think about it as if all this comes to me for whatever happened in the past. In Kabbalah it is not accepted what was. This is for what the Creator sends me so that I can be even more connected with Him and thus get to the true destination. Question, you are saying that all the obstacles are being sent to us so that I get stronger on the way? Answer, so that I would be more connected with the Creator. Question, and if they weaken me, if I become weaker, what then? Answer, the Creator does this. It is all done by Him anyway. Question, do I need to pray that the path is smoother or not? Answer, we pray not for a smooth path, but for the path to bring us closer to the Creator. Question, so, as a result, as you said, becoming closer with others is becoming closer with the Creator? Answer, yes. Comment, then there is a continuation. May you confer blessing upon the work of our hands and grant me grace, kindness, and mercy in your eyes and in the eyes of all who see us. My response, this is for us to treat the world and everything that comes our way as best as possible, trying to justify everything and not disconnecting from the fact that everything comes from the Creator, and therefore be benevolent conduits of good. This is may you confer blessing upon the work of our hands. Question. Can there be a blessing only if I strive for greater closeness? And if I do not strive, then is there no blessing for this? Answer, then how can you ask? Question, that is right. And it ends, and bestow upon us abundant kindness and hearken to the voice of our prayer, for you hear the prayers of all. Blessed are you GD, who hearkens to prayer. Does the prayer always end with this? Answer, yes. We thank him for hearing the prayer. Question, does he hear our prayer? Answer, he does not just hear. After all, the Creator is the force that is in us. And therefore, everything that we think and say, we say practically with his desire, with his mouth, if I may say so, and in general, he does it all himself. The Creator puts prayer in my mouth. Question, then the last question. You say he is in us. And we are in him. Is it possible to understand this dualism? Answer, I cannot explain it. It is the one that exists in everything. Comment: it seems to be a prayer for traveling, a simple prayer, one can say. My response: it is not for the road, it is for the path of life. Question: it turns out that it is for the path of life. Can we say that almost all prayers are written like this, for the road of life? Answer: yes. Everything that is implied in the Torah, in prayers, it all means a person's exit into life. This is the path. Question: and the last question. I just said a prayer. And what if I pronounce it inside through the heart? Answer: that is how it should be. Question: that is, I can go out on the road just like this, with his prayer from the heart, and is it more important than a written prayer? Answer: of course, it is more important. After all, it comes from your heart, and it influences the Creator. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 22, 2023. We need to submit to the Creator. Comment: we had a story about an elderly woman whose husband died. They lived a whole life together in perfect harmony. She asked how to accept it because she could not time believe he was no longer there. And you said practically one word, that there should be submission. We were flooded with questions. A huge number of people are living after losing their loved ones. Their main question is, how to surrender? Answer: bow your head before the Creator. He does everything, everything depends on him, all good deeds and all bad. There is no one besides him. Bow your head and accept it. Question: how can I, a person who has never communicated with the Creator, never thought about it, imagine that? Answer: no, you are with him all the time. He is in you, and you are in him. And you are connected to each other your whole life and all your lives. So, there is no need to imagine yourself as remote or rejected. But we must bow down, surrender to his will, and then still take a step toward him in order to justify him. This is what we must do. Comment: it is beautiful, of course, but it is so difficult. Answer: it is not easy. Question: and you put all this into the word submission? Answer: yes. I think that is the right word. Because a person rejoices when he finds this word. When he has someone to bow down to, agree to, without needing justification. This very feeling of submission to the force of the universe covers everything. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 22, 2023. In the network of spiritual information. Question: scientists have proven that a woman retains information about all the partners that she had in her life, and this later manifests in her children. Why does this happen? Why does the information remain although there is just one father? Answer: this is why a woman as belonging only to a certain man is valued so much. It is because she carries the genetic information about all her previous men. Up to the fact that children can look like the men who she had affairs with many years before the conception of a child. The body remembers this. Question: does it have any spiritual information? Answer: I would not say it is spiritual information, but it is a record. We, humans, are very complex, multi-layered beings, so the transmission of spiritual information occurs even through our communication. There are many kinds of spiritual activities going on during our conversation right now. The information that you receive from me is transmitted through the network through which you are connected with a great number of people, with those whom you knew and with whom you will have contact in the future. We are interconnected in this way. Can you imagine what a huge communication system we are talking about, what is happening every second in the world? The way we all intertwine. We are moving forward because of this. Humanity is getting increasingly connected by these networks until it reaches complete unity. Now we are moving toward a state of greater unity with each other. But it is negative. We must turn it into positive or it will tear us apart. There is egoism inside of this unity. Therefore, two opposing forces, unity on one hand and egoism in it on the other hand, will tear us apart. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Casual Love Affairs, April 30th, 2011. Michael Lateman, on Quora, what exactly is fascism? What is wrong with it? The word fascio means linking a bundled together. Fascism is thus a certain unity of people, but a unity with no correction of our egoistic desires. Our every desire is egoistic, that is, a desire to serve ourselves at the expense of others. If we make no moves toward correcting our egoistic desires so that instead of our aiming to self-benefit in our unity at the expense of other groups and nations, then our unity is built on the basis of opposition to and hatred of others. That is the problem with fascism. The result is mutual destruction. The solution to this flawed form of unity is to unite not on the basis of an ego that opposes others, but on the basis of the fundamental laws of nature, laws of unconditional giving and love. There can be no true and lasting unity if we fail to connect through the laws of nature that bond us together before our egoistic perceptions give us a picture of division and detachment from one another. The more we develop in incongruence with the laws of nature, the more we will experience the detrimental, destructive and warring clashes of our egos that grip us in a perpetual tug of war. That is, we will increasingly suffer from the fact that we lack the wisdom of how to unite in a way that brings us lasting harmony and peace, and our increasing suffering will gradually breed in us a stronger and more pinpointed need for such unity. Based on CabTV's I Got a Call. Enjoying Fascism on July 5, 2011. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman.